getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, as they say, greetings and salutations and I don't know, all that other fancy stuff, ladies and gentlemen, was it ladles and germs, I don't know. Well, Groucho used to say, I don't know, but it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Stack of polka records right here. I don't know what to do with them. Maybe I'll just play them. What do you think? Good idea? I think so. The Michigan Polka Tell is going to kick things off this week. My wife is happy. You go with the Michigan Polka Tells, getting things rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. It's another week. Great old-time records coming at you. Hope you're having a good week. I was going to say, so far, I don't know. I guess it depends what day you're hearing the show. Could be the end of the week, the beginning of your week, the middle of your week. I actually have no idea because all the different stations broadcast show different days and times. But anyway, hope all is going well for you. My grandson wrapped up Little League Baseball season this week. I don't know. I was told, because I don't keep track of statistics very good, but they had the playoffs and all that. I don't know. It seems like a lot for me to have eight-year-olds play a doubleheader in the evening on a weekday night. But anyway, they did. He said they came in fourth out of all the teams, and I don't know how many teams there are, so I don't know how good that was. But it was sure fun watching them, and it amazes me how those coaches can get all those kids organized and follow rules and play baseball and do that. Man, that is some patient people with some skills and talent, I can tell you that. But now that frees up our Thursday nights so we can go to the stock car races once in a while, because normally he had a ball game on Thursday nights, so we didn't make it to the races. Now we can see if we can squeeze that in a couple of times at least during the rest of the summer. We'll see how she goes, all right? Let's do one of those records from Ray Henry and the orchestra. I think you're familiar with the sound.
Hey!
They have there Ray Henry and his orchestra. It's the Hi There Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I probably should have started the show with that one since he's saying hi there. I guess it's too late now. Anyway, glad you're along for another edition of the show coming to you wherever you happen to be listening. Every week at this time, whether you're listening to a traditional radio station or a web stream or a podcast or a smart speaker or I don't know, there's so many ways you can listen to so many things these days. Kind of boggles the mind a little bit, doesn't it? Want to mention the World of Accordions Museum quickly before I press on here today. It's kind of weird. I'm doing the show later in the day than I normally do, so I'm working more under the lights in the studio as opposed to all the natural light that comes in through the windows when I do the show early in the day. And it's weird because the lamps and the lights in here are really showing off the excessive amount of dust on all the equipment. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. I was heading to the World of Accordions Museum, wasn't I? Superior, Wisconsin is the place. 4,000 accordions is what you're going to find there. Man, think how many reeds that is in all those instruments. Anyway, it's a sight to behold. And weather is good. Traveling is good. Now's a good time to head up here to the Duluth Superior area. That's not where I am. They're about an hour away from me. But not far from here in the beautiful North Country up by Lake Superior. Check it out. A lot of other things to do while you're in the area, too. So you can have a multifaceted trip of fun for the entire family. But I encourage you to check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. On the internet, you can see some pictures, read a lot of history, take a look at a lot of information about all the things they have to offer you there. Not only the accordion collection, but the concert hall and all the research materials and all the educational stuff and the stories and the tales of people and instruments from the days gone by. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All right, Chester Budney and his boys, they're right here on turntable number two. Well, not them personally, but their record anyway. This is Skipper's Polka. And there's an apostrophe before the S, so I assume that the polka was either written by somebody named Skipper or dedicated to somebody named Skipper. It's not that, I don't know, maybe Skipper owns the polka. That's what it would be with the apostrophe there, right? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I'll just play the record. Thank you. Wow, just like that. Seems like that was such a fast record, huh? There you have it there. That is Skipper's Polka, Chester Budney and his boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Don't forget, by the way, you have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever it might be. You can get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Unfortunately, we don't have something like the bat signal or anything like that. But by all means, we have a phone number that can receive a text, or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. You can always email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one to remember. And, of course, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So if you have a request or you'd like to get a dedication or anything like that, by all means, shoot me a message by whatever method happens to be your choice. I guess if you're doing a dedication or something like that and you want to be sure to get it on in time, get it to me early, couple of weeks. Takes me a long time to dig through the records to find stuff. Organization, not my forte. You realize we're up to the fourth record in the show already and we have yet to play one with anybody singing on it? Well, let's fix that right now. Johnny Bamba and the orchestra, the Clap Your Hands Polka.
Let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat. Let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a party, let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat.
See, now what happens, the record ends and you catch me with my hand full of 78s trying to pick what we're going to do for our official 78 of the week this week. Man, I got a lot of Johnny Vadnall records in this stack here of 78. So there's Lawrence Dukow in the orchestra. That's a good one. Yeah, literally, you caught me with a handful of 78s trying to decide what I'm going to play here. I'll work on it. I got a few minutes. We got to get a 78 into the show like we do every week. And, of course, a waltz in every show for our dancers that would rather waltz than polka, I guess. Now, what happens? You're all familiar with the song Wooden Heart, I'm sure. It was a hit for Joe Dowell. It was a hit for Elvis. It was done by a lot of different old-time bands. And you're probably familiar with the Mickey Mouse Polka, which has also been recorded by a vast array of different bands in the old-time world. What happens if you wanted to do the Mickey Mouse Polka, but you wanted to shake it up a little bit? Well, maybe you would sing it to the tune of Wooden Heart. And on the record, you would put Wooden Heart on the label. And then when people play it, like I'm going to do, you hear the Mickey Mouse Polka set to the tune of Wooden Heart. Uh-huh. It's the Dick Cousins Orchestra. Thank you.
Mouse, you're the one for me. M-I-C-K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse, you're the one for me. And you see, I love you, please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this heart of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. This heart of mine, it was always you from the start. M-I-C-K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E, M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse, you're the one for me.
Oh, I like that done with a little tuba action there, huh? There you have the Dick Cousins Orchestra doing Wooden Heart, which is a bit of a disguise, I guess, for the Mickey Mouse Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, if you've ever gone through a big pile of records anywhere, it always seems like you run into the records from a group called Stardust. And I don't really know their story. I've always meant to look it up, see what I could find out. But I never do. But their records turn up all over the place. LPs, 45s, they're all over. They're pretty good records. And here's one of them. It's the Just Because Polka.
Just
Stardust, Just Because, Tim Zumpa Hour. That's why. Just Because, it's on the air. Your old-time oldie show. I always wondered about that song, and I don't think I've ever forced my thoughts upon the masses. That's you. But when you listen to the Just Because polka, they got the line in there, "You'll have to call me old Santa Claus," right? Is they trying to pass it off as a Christmas record? I say no. I think it's because they couldn't come up with anything else that rhymed with because. They had to put in a line that had Santa Claus because they couldn't rhyme it with anything else. I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense. "You laughed and called me old Santa Claus." Why? I mean, that line doesn't even make sense. And it's in the song just because it rhymes. Who wrote that? Let me see what it says on the record here in this teeny weeny print. Oh, yeah. See, it's a whole bunch of people. I'd like to find them. I'm sure this song is probably 100 years old. We couldn't look them up anyway, but I have questions. Anyway, I have Joe Fedorchak's orchestra ready to go. It's the Where's Johnny Polka. Oh, my, another one of those fast little songs there. Gee, Joe Fedorchak Orchestra. Where's Johnny Polka? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Of course, we're still in the heat of baseball season. I'm looking at the calendar, and I'm like, wow, man, this show is like this week takes us right into August already. We're going to be into hardcore back-to-school shopping already. What the heck is going on? I better start thinking about Christmas shopping, too. Man, cooking right into August. Blows my mind. Anyway, we're still in the heat of baseball season across the country, though, and I try to get this one in at least once every baseball season, I guess. It's more of a narration, I think, than... I guess you could dance to it. I don't know. But it's a fun record anyway. It's the Polish Baseball Polka. Here's Sig Sokowitz.
What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream.
Let me tell you about a dream I had the other night. The scene was at a baseball park. It was a wondrous sight. The time was late September. Pennant fever filled the air. And in the park, a crowd of 50,000 fans were there. The starting pitcher was Janeski. And the catcher was Tyshynski. And on second, Mazurowski. Pennant fever filled the air. And on short was Dick Trusevski. First base coach was Ted Kluszewski. And in center was Yastrzemski. All the Polish stars were there. On third base was Gorbarkowicz. A brand new star was he. And then we had Ken Szatkiewicz. He fielded brilliantly. Warming up was Paranowski. By his side was Mo Drabowski. On the bench was Ron Klimkowski. and Vashlevsky too. Came the ninth, there was no scoring. Until then, the game was boring. Suddenly, there came a roaring and the fans went wild, 'cause Mazarowski got a single, Dick Trusevski a safe bingle, then Yastrzemski hit the ball a mile across the right field wall. The manager was Sakowitz, a jolly guy was he. His full name was Sig Sakowitz. Sig Sakowitz? Sig Sakowitz, that's me!
What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream.
Ah, there you go, a little Sig Sakowitz there, the Polish baseball polka. You're on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show. All right, I'm getting ready to do our waltz next. Dancers, waltzers, are you ready to go here? I didn't really give you a little pre-warning here, so if you need to scooch some furniture out of the way so you can waltz around the living room or the kitchen or whatever, this is your warning, all right? Now, this next record, our waltz, our official waltz of the week, I have the Lowell Larson Trio. And if you're from the area where I'm at, which is we're up in northern Minnesota, some of you may be very familiar with the Lowell Larson Trio. They are the folks who were behind the barn dance, the barn down there by McGregor on Rat Lake, where people have wedding receptions and parties and all kinds of events and things going on. It's a legendary thing in our region here. And I just wanted to point out that this is Lowell Larson, Larson's Barn Dance, the guy from the thing there. And he's got a little trio, and they've made a couple of albums. I have one right here. So waltzers, if you're ready. I have the Lowell Larson Trio here. It's the second album they did, and this is Louise Waltz. Dancers, here you go. There you have it there, Louise Waltz. That's the Lowell Larson Trio. Yes, from Larson's Barn Dance, if you're from around here, where I'm at, those of you listening in like Miami or Appleton, Wisconsin, shout out to Appleton, Wisconsin today. How are things looking over that way? Anyway, you're probably not familiar with the Larson's Barn Dance, but anyway, around here, that's big time stuff. Anyway, there's the Lowell Larson Trio. And by Oompa Hour standards, this is practically a brand new record. It was made in 1985. It's only 39 years old. Jeez, that's like That's like almost new stuff. You know, on the show here, we only play records. There's no no CDs or MP3s or digital stuff. Everything in here comes off actual vinyl, because that's the way music ought to be played, right? I have Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners now, and I don't mean like Northeast United States, but Northeast Minneapolis. Aha, it's girls in every town.
La, 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 la. The only thing we hope for is that it ever goes. We're coming from a distance to bring a happy sound. Play for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Single fellows meet all the single girls, the girls that dance the polka and all those fancy twirls. Listen for the beat and they listen for the sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Watch your polka band sing and swing and swing. We're bringing you our music, we're bringing you our sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La, 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 la.
There you go, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners there, and that's Northeast Minneapolis, as I explained. Girls in every town here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's see if we can't make the jump now from Northeast Minneapolis to Texas, shall we? Let's head to Texas on Guide Records out of Houston, Texas. Here's Harry Zarnack and the Texas Dutchman. It's the Charming Katie Polka.
Sobie uprawić mam. Tuż October. Catch a cold grass is for me now. But Benilo sem tak celý opuštěný, čeká na ten den, až bude mi pak svojí. Odráha zlata kačko, co bude snídat a snídaničko. Rána se probudím, kačenko roztomila.
All right, there you have it there, all the way from Texas. And if you're in Texas and you hear me say that, it's like next door to you probably. Well, Texas is a big state, but anyway, Harry Czarnak, the Texas Dutchman, and the charming Katie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another week. Let's do our 78 of the week, shall we? Everything sounds great on a 78, except maybe this one. just to prove how authentic this show is. This 78 looks like it's been through hell and back, as they say. Looks like a survivor from the Great War. That's what I'm telling you. In fact, but I'm going to play it anyway. Every now and then, you play a scratchy old record with some surface noise, and it's like patina on a fine antique, you know? And I have the Frankie Smoltz Orchestra here. They're doing the My Happy Girl Polka on the FM record label. And this record's got a lot of miles on it, and in fact, right at the beginning of the record, it's got a big old chip in it, so I can't even play it from the beginning. So we're going to do an old disc jockey trick here that normally they wouldn't tell you about in the radio business. They just sneak this in on you, hoping that you would never notice. But what you do is, because it goes ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk when I start out, because there's a big chip in the record, and it's 78 RPM. That could be dangerous, man. They got to throw a needle right into your face, so you got to be alert. What you do is you get the record rolling while you're still talking, and then as the record gets past the ka-chunky part, then you kind of sneaky fade up the music in the background, and the next thing you know, the record's playing and you miss the icky part. Here's Frankie Smoltz and his orchestra.
My girl is tired and I have to take her home. I have to take her home. I have to take her home. My girl is tired and I have to take her home. I have to take her home, that's for sure. We'll be right back.
All right, that played better than I thought it was gonna, huh? Frankie Smoltz Orchestra, the My Happy Girl Polka. There's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78, even when they're worn out like that one was, huh? Right here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Can't believe how fast this sucker's going by this week. How long has it been since we had one from the Eddie Skeets Orchestra? I think it's been a while. Here's Uncle Joe's Polka. And that is Eddie Skeets Orchestra right there with Uncle Joe's Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Would it be crazy if I played two 78s in the show this week? Well, because I feel like playing another one. I can play another song without having to switch the turntable back to playing normal records. And it's a fun song that I just feel like playing. So we're going to have a second 78 in the show this week, and it's coming up right after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, there we go. Let's do another 78. I played one this week. We try to do one every week, but this is a fun song, and the record's in fantabulous condition, and I felt like playing it, so I'm going to. Here's Ernie Benedict and his Polka Tears, and Lena, play your concertina, huh?
Hey! Here comes Lena with her concertina. Listen to the way she plays. It's the Raisies Polka Days. Here comes Lena with her concertina. Find your partner, fall in line, and have a happy time. Oh, Lena, Lena, play your concertina. There's no limit to your skill. No one here can get their fill of Lena. Oh, Lena, Lena. She's the peaches and the cream, you know what I mean.
Hey!
Here comes Lena with her concertina. Roll the carpet off the floor and polka more and more.
Hey!
Thank you. with her concertina. Listen to the way she plays, it's the rabies polka days. Here comes Lena with her concertina. Find your partner, fall in line, and have a happy time.
Oh, Lena, Lena, play a concertina.
There's no limit to your skill, no one here can get their fill of
Lena, oh, Lena, Lena.
She's the peaches and the cream, you know what I mean.
Hey!
Here comes Lena with her concertina. Roll the carpet off the floor and poke them more and more.
Hey!
That's your bonus 78 this week. Ernie Benedict and his Polketeers. Lena, play your concertina. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Think we're going to fit a couple more in here, like one from the Impalas. And this one kind of just sneaks up on you all by itself here. Here they come. It's Polish and Proud here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
I'm Polish and I'm proud to be in America where everybody's free. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be.
The Impalas and Polish Proud, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to squeak in one more before we get out of here. The Florian Szymielewski Orchestra, the Swinging Senator. Here's the Good Luck Polka.
Cheers, cheers, oh, that's the way to make a toast. Cheers, 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 everybody swing. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Na zdrowie, oh, that's the way to make a toast. Na zdrowie, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ah-salut, oh, that's the way to make the toast. Ah-salut, here's good luck to you.
There you go, the Florian Shimoleski Orchestra with the Good Luck Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And you know what? The old clock on the wall says we're about out of time. So we'll roll that theme song, and I'll work on getting the heck out of here. Maybe think about dusting before next week's show. Man, oh man, maybe I just won't turn the lights on next time, and I won't notice, right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.